Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts. Hello, and welcome to episode 1 of season 2. I am Lisa Rhodes. On behalf of Ann and Rachel, we're excited to begin another year of this podcast. Like you, we don't know what the school year will be like and are committed to bringing you episodes featuring technology integration you can use in your practice. Today's episode, Rachel talks with Caitlin Ahern, our professional development coordinator, about how professional development is evolving in these times. And Ann will spotlight Edpuzzle, a teaching tool used to put content into videos and track student learning. And now for some announcements. Zoom is the required communication tool for all classrooms. Seesaw is the required learning management system for grades K through 2. And Google Classroom is a required learning management system for grades 3 through 12. If you will be using Padlet, we are requesting at this time that students do not sign in with their Google accounts, but place a post and put their names at the end of the post. And finally, Flipgrid is now approved for all use.
So welcome to season 2 of our podcast, Lex Tech in 10. In this introductory episode 1, I am joined by a very special guest, Caitlin Ahern, our professional development coordinator for Lexington, here today to talk about PD that happened this spring and a little bit of the spring, a lot about the summer, and a lot about what's to come in the fall. So welcome, Caitlin. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation.
So Caitlin and I have worked together a lot in the last few months as we've been doing so much professional development in Lexington based on the shifting nature of school in the last 6 months. So I would love to hear, Caitlin, sort of from your perspective, how the PD department has adapted to these changes, because I think you guys have done so much for us as teachers and for our district to make sure that we have what we need and our kids have what they need. So how'd it go for you?
Well, thank you for that. I'm glad it's feeling like we are supporting, because it's definitely we are trying to adapt just like everybody else. So yeah, back in March when the emergency closure happened, we put a pause in the professional learning. We really thought, okay, we'll just wait this out and we'll reschedule everything and resume, you know, later in May, later in June.
This too shall pass.
Yep. And then pretty quickly figured out, okay, that's not going to be how it goes. So we just had to switch to remote learning. And it was fascinating because for a long time, you and I have talked about this before, for a long time, there's this tension in the PL professional learning world around online courses. You know, educators love them because they're more flexible. You can work around your childcare and your family situation. And also, a lot of times, quality hasn't always been so great with online programming, especially, you know, in the early years of online courses.
Yeah, I agree.
So we've been hesitant to offer those. And over the years, we've pushed back and said, no, in-person is best, in-person is best. And we still really believe that. So to all of a sudden make the shift to online learning, that was an adjustment. But our facilitators have been working so hard to learn the new technology, to figure out how does this thing that I always do in my in-person classes, how does that translate when we're all online? And they've been making those changes. And so we have a totally remote virtual course catalog now.
Yeah. And I think what we had talked about before, pre-COVID, you and I, was how I do a lot of professional development for people who are onesies sort of in their buildings. And so it's hard for me to go out to buildings during department meetings and do that training. And by offering really flexible things, maybe I would hit more of my people at once. And that's exactly what happened, especially with some of the trainings that we did over the summer. So I think that online learning does have the benefit of flexibility for people who are taking the class. So that's great.
And I think that it also speaks to something looking ahead, looking once we're through, once we're past COVID, if there is such a thing coming for us down the road.
There is.
Thank you. I need that jolt of optimism someday. What's really exciting is that I think we're ready to really embrace remote and hybrid learning with the adult learning, with the PL program. I still believe that there's so much that you can do with in-person learning. And I think that it is still going to be an important component of how adults learn best.
Yeah.
And we can leverage these best parts of online learning to create a program that is more flexible, that is more responsive, and blending both those formats of teaching.
Yeah. And I think in the short term right now, doing our PD, you know, in the spring and summer online modeled what teachers were doing. You know, we did spring online and we did summer, most of ESY online. And so it gave us a chance as instructors to model some of those best practices and how you could replicate some of those things from a traditional classroom to online. So it had that added benefit. But I hear you on that point of coming back after COVID, looking at some of those really positives from online learning and pulling back in some of those classroom pieces as soon as we can. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see people again. So under like normal circumstances, when we're back in school, you gathered information from our teachers in our district about how to plan our PD. And the spring, like you said, was super quick and you guys had to think on your feet and make some changes pretty quickly. So thinking about that and thinking about fall coming up, how are we planning PD and what's changed or what stayed the same, what's coming up? I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, so every year we work on the professional learning plan, what's going to be offered over the course of the year. And ordinarily, there's certain boxes to check. You know, are we providing something for elementary, for middle, for high school? Are we providing things that carry those 15 PDPs for ELL that everyone needs for their licensure? Are we providing math courses and literacy courses? And, you know, do we have something for everyone is sort of the lens that we usually take.
Good.
And then we have the Unit A, Unit C, and Unit D professional learning committees that are always soliciting ideas, bringing back feedback from their colleagues, from their different buildings. So that's our normal data collection process. And then every few years we do a bigger, you know, survey, district-wide survey.
Okay.
But this year, starting in the spring, we have really just pared everything back, stripped it down. The focus is technology. The digital learning coaches, you know, you're part of this team. I have been basically having you all on speed dial to say, what else can we offer? How often can we bring these workshops in? And I just am so appreciative of you and your whole team of the digital learning coaches to be providing these workshops and all of this training for our education.
And there's some of those like keeping their ear to the ground for what their buildings need and what their curriculum departments and what they're hearing to help share that information with you, and then you share what you're hearing to create sort of a robust trying to, like you said, have something for everybody still. But really, most of our recent PD has been focused on how to use the technology to deliver the content, which I think has been really needed. So that's great.
Oh, absolutely. When the educators are in their buildings, you know, they know their digital learning coach. And so when they come across a new technology or say, I'm hearing everyone's using Screencastify. How do I do that? They come to the VLC. And as you said, it's definitely been a two-way street of here's what I'm hearing folks need. Here's what you're hearing folks need. What can we do to make sure that we're offering that?
Yeah. So I think that worked really well for the spring and into the summer. In the summer, I think my observation was that was kind of a time of flux when we still offered a lot of that foundational training, but did get the chance to like push it a little further and give the chance for some teams to work together to really make some curriculum changes and look at sort of the next level, not just using the technology, but the next level work. So I would imagine that's going to continue sort of in the fall. But what else, you know, maybe building off that and maybe different things, what else are we thinking about for fall?
Yeah, so definitely we are still looking at providing the foundational, you know, what are the tech tools and apps and strategies that people need to know to be able to do their jobs effectively, whether we're remote, whether we're hybrid. I imagine by the time this airs, we'll know what we're doing. But right now, as we're taping.
Right now, we don't. We should have told everyone today is Tuesday, August 25th. So listen to this podcast through that lens.
Yeah. School committee will vote this evening. So yes, we're still looking at providing those foundations. But then as you said, what is the next level? Once we have the foundations, we know what tools we can be using, what are the pedagogical practices, yeah. What are the ways that we leverage those for effective teaching. So it's thinking about teaching through in this whole new context. We're looking at, I am looking for some courses that will help us figure out how do we assess student learning? How do we bring in student agency and voice and choice? How do you engage students? We've done a lot with engagement, but even looking at what else can we do to engage students in hybrid or remote learning? So we have a Universal Design for Learning course coming up this fall. It's the third time.
Very successful.
Yeah, people have loved this course, and it's the second time we've offered it all online. We were ready to offer it back in the spring in person, and that was one of the ones that we had to make a quick shift and turn it virtual, and it got really great feedback. People said this was great. I could apply it right away in my remote teaching with students as we finished out the year last year. So I'm excited for a new cohort of educators to have that course this fall. And again, still on the lookout for what are the different courses that'll help us take the tech skills that we now have and really integrate it. And it's almost like we need to reimagine that teacher toolkit, all of my best practices that I used in the classroom when my students were in front of me. How do I
transfer that? And maybe we don't have to throw it out. It's taking those things and figuring out how to do them in this different environment. And that's going to continue to change, like you said, for teachers that are teaching hybrid and have some kids in class and have some kids at home. Continual challenges to keep us on our toes as educators. You know, I spoke when we had our PD days last week and we did that breakout rooms with educators from across the district. A lot of us talked about how a real silver lining of this whole thing has been that professional challenge that seasoned teachers are a little excited about, of like, how can I take those things that I did so well in the classroom and figure out new ways to do it so I can still do it even if my kids are at home. So that's a nice challenge. I want to hear about any surprises in PD, you know, because I think you're so thoughtful of, you know, talking to everybody, figuring out what the district needs, having something for everybody. So what did teachers, were there any things that people asked for that you didn't anticipate, or anything that people really loved that kind of came out of nowhere?
You know, this is such an interesting question, because I have to honestly say this summer, there haven't been too many surprises. There have been a lot of
That's good though. You're doing, doing a great job planning.
We're on the right track.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, hand in hand with that is that there's so much uncertainty. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know how we're going to be teaching in the fall. So I do think once folks get into our new teaching and learning situation, whatever that may be, and get a few weeks under their belts and start thinking, oh, I thought I knew this thing.
We'll have a new wave.
A
new curve of interest in PD. Yeah, and I think... A surprise for me, I worked with Caitlin to teach a class that I taught a few times in Lexington around using the G Suite tools to adapt a unit that was a traditional unit in your classroom to a digital environment. And Caitlin originally had asked me to do two sections this summer. And I was like, no way will two sections of teachers take it. And she was like, oh yeah, you're right. And so we offered one section and it filled in like a matter of days. And then you offered the second section, it filled by the end of the week. And we were like, oh, okay. It is, people were really looking for professional development that meted their needs. So I was surprised, pleasantly surprised by how many people took professional development this summer, given the uncertain times and the other feelings and emotions that people are having and other planning that people are trying to do around, you know, childcare for their kids or what their personal life looks like, those sorts of things. So I was so really awed that so many teachers were carving out time to learn new things and take that challenge for fall. So it was a really, really nice, I can't call it a surprise because I know that our Lexington teachers are going to do that. But it was really nice to see. So
yeah, I'm talking a silver lining of this time and something that I think going forward, more people are taking advantage of the professional learning program than ever before. Usually the summer semester is the lightest one, where sometimes we are just struggling to get enough people in a course.
Not this year.
Run it. And not this year. Everything is full. People are seeking out more. People are taking multiple classes and workshops, which again, as you said, our educators are always committed to that continuous learning and growth. That's just sort of a hallmark of the Lexington culture, which I love to be a part of. And even amidst all this uncertainty, it is really
knock their socks off. It was really nice.
Wonderful. And I hope going forward that this introduced more people to the professional learning program.
Yeah.
Whether you're a newer teacher or more experienced teacher, we do try to have something for everyone every semester. So I hope people keep checking back even once we're not in a pandemic.
Yeah. And I think to that end, like as somebody who watches Caitlin's work, particularly right now, I think the PD catalog was released sort of less frequently through the year in the past. Like you released it, say, in the fall and then again in the spring, maybe in the winter too. And now Caitlin does updates all the time. So there are a lot more frequent updates with smaller classes and building-based things being added, you know, as we look at fall and make sure that we have the PD needs. So constantly check back, look back on the website, read the announcements that Caitlin sends out because there's lots of new things all the time. So thank you for that. In closing, I want to hear a teaser about fall. Caitlin, can you tell us anything to be on the lookout for?
I can, but you know, before I even get to what I was excited to share about the fall, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, we've been talking a lot about the tech professional learning, but we've heard people talking about this time as being in twin pandemics between COVID-19 and the pandemic of racism in this country. And so I just have to put out there that as we're stripping back and focusing on what are the key pieces that our educators need in order to be effective with students this year, yes, technology, and also we are really going to work to keep providing opportunities for people to learn and grow around diversity, equity, inclusion, around race and racism in this country, around what we can do to be an anti-racist system and dismantle those systems of oppression. So I would encourage folks, yes, go for the tech and come for the cultural proficiency, the equity and inclusion pieces too. We've been working hard to really bump up our offerings around that to differentiate them and have some for people coming in with all levels of comfort around having these difficult conversations.
Yeah, I'm glad you came back to that. I think we're talking a lot about technology because that's what you and I talk about a lot. And it's a technology podcast. But I'm actually really glad you came back to that because, again, as somebody that watches your work and is kind of on the fringe for the PD across district, I've been really taken back by all of the offerings in that area and how that's woven into so much of the work we've done in the spring and in the summer. And I know it's coming in the fall because I think that that's something particularly as we're working remote and we're not seeing people over the summer. It was something that could have easily slipped by the wayside behind more obvious issues like scheduling and figuring out who's going to be where and how we're doing remote and hybrid. And I don't think Lexington let that happen. I think that they really kept that at the top and it's been really impressive. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, so I guess that would be a teaser for the fall. Keep an eye out for those offerings to continue. We're not going to let that slip behind or slip from the forefront as we move ahead. And then the other thing that I am excited to start thinking about is we are actually starting to plan for Lexington Learns Together.
I love that.
Which, you know, it's so much uncertainty. It's like, how can you possibly plan for something that happens in November? But I've been working with the Professional Learning Committee. They have done a lot of really thoughtful thinking about reflecting on what are people going to need in November? What are people going to have the capacity to take on in November?
Yeah.
We've been really grappling with how best to do it, but I am excited about the plan. People can look forward to a Lexington Learns Together that it's going to feel familiar and it's going to have those same values as a normal Lexington Learns Together.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's going to be scaled back. It's going to be really responsive to what people need. And it's not going to be overwhelming. My hope is that it does feel like a familiar, comforting tradition with learning that's relevant and timely for us. So we're working on that. We're working on new educator orientation. And we're working on the fall catalog.
That's awesome. Caitlin, thank you so much. I feel like we were able to talk about so much in a short period of time, and it was great to see your face because I haven't seen you. I see your face on Meet, not in person. And it was really nice to kick the year off talking about PD because we didn't get a chance to talk last year. So I'm excited for all these things to come to fruition and, you know, even more than what we're talking about now as we plan the PD for this year ahead. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing for our students and our teachers. We are really lucky to have you.
Of course. Thank you. All right. Thanks all. Bye, guys.
It's Anne here, and today I'm going to talk about Edpuzzle. Edpuzzle is a website, and the middle and high school staff will have the premium accounts this year, and the free version is open for everyone. With Edpuzzle, you can upload your own video or choose from many sources, such as YouTube, Khan Academy, and more. After loading your video, you can edit and pause the video to insert a multiple choice, short answer question, or notes. You can voice over segments and or add instructions with your notes. You can upload your Google Classroom classes and then post your video with questions to your class. While students are watching, you can monitor their progress and give feedback to their answers. For more information, contact your digital learning coach.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at LexTechIn10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.